It was a sweltering hot morning in Rome when Italy's Foreign Minister Massimo D'Alema took the floor at a press conference to read out a document in which he expressed the international community's deep concern regarding the ongoing situation in Lebanon and the current violence in the Middle East.
To enjoin urgent and substantial humanitarian assistance and to discuss concrete steps that would allow a free, independent and democratic Lebanon to exercise effective control over all of its territory.
The statement in question finalised morning talks at a peace summit which took place on Wednesday 26th of July at Italy's foreign ministry known as the Farnesina, one hosted by Italy and sponsored by the United States. Mr. D'Alema highlighted both the determination to work towards reaching, with the utmost urgency, a ceasefire that would be lasting, permanent and sustainable. The United States Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, who stood next to her host, picked up on that word, sustainable.
We are all agreed that we want most urgently to end the violence on a basis that this time will be sustainable.
When Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sanyora spoke, he issued a dramatic appeal for peace, pleading with world leaders to keep working towards an immediate ceasefire, drumming in how during the past fortnight scores of civilians and military have died, the country reduced to its knees. Also present was the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, who listened on as Mr. D'Alema explained how an international force in Lebanon should urgently be authorized under a UN mandate to support Lebanese armed forces in providing a safe environment. The Rome Conference's statement spelled out how participants pledged their determination to work in partnership with the international community in an effort to provide humanitarian relief to the people of Lebanon, all the while expressing deep concern for civilian casualties and suffering, the destruction of civil infrastructures and the rising number of internally displaced people. It affirmed that the fundamental condition for lasting security in Lebanon is the government's full ability to exercise its authority over all its territory. Finally, participants at the Rome Conference agreed that any lasting solution to Middle East tensions must be regional. For the record, among the participants were 15 or so foreign ministers from European to Arab nations, from Russia to China. Neither Israel nor Syria attended. The Vatican was present as an observer with its foreign minister, Archbishop Giovanni Laiolo. World Bank representatives also attended, their presence directly related to the humanitarian aspect of the crisis. I'm Veronica Scaresbury.